The investigators believe all the precautions were in place in last week's fatal Amtrak crash into a tractor-trailer truck loaded with steel near Bourbonnais, Illinois. Stephen Taub is a spokesperson for Amtrak.
This was a gated crossing. This particular grade crossing was equipped with gates and flashers.
But it wasn't enough. Some passenger rail supporters say safer crossings are needed. They believe these kinds of accidents can be prevented and point to a plan to improve passenger rail service. This month, Amtrak announced the beginning of a high-speed rail system in the nation's Northeast Corridor. There's also a proposal for the nation's midsection. A plan known as the Midwest Regional Rail Initiative would put high-speed passenger trains on routes in 9 states in the Midwest. But before faster trains hit the tracks, the rails and their crossings would have to be improved. Deborah Anderson is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, a group that supports the high-speed rail plan.
Well, the first step in bringing high-speed rail and increasing the speeds of trains is increasing the safety of trains. And before you can even run high-speed rails on some of the existing routes and some of the upgraded track that we're talking about would be improving the safety. And the first step is grade crossings.
Grade crossings are anywhere the road crosses the tracks, and throughout the Midwest there are thousands of these crossings. Some have no gates, no lights, just a railroad crossing sign. Many of those would be closed. The remaining crossings would have to be made safer. Anderson says a safer crossing could prevent people from driving into the path of a train.
There are some grade crossings in Illinois right now that have already been upgraded. By upgraded, they've been reinforced, and there's a barrier rather than just the current gate that you have right now, which is pretty easy to go under or get around if you were so determined.
A few states have been experimenting with reinforced barriers. Illinois has 3 of them. At this crossing, on each side of the road stands a massive gray steel beam. About 18 feet overhead, the beams are connected by a steel latticework frame. Inside it, you can see a steel net that's lowered when a train comes. Illinois Department of Transportation spokesperson Richard Adorjan says these new gates, called arresting barriers, can stop a fully loaded tractor-trailer truck.
The device comes down and drops down, and it is a barrier net, so that prevents them from getting into the crossing area. And it's essentially just the same thing as you would have on an aircraft carrier that stops aircraft.
Adorjan says other safety measures are being tested. A satellite-run train monitoring system is being used to help prevent trains from colliding with each other. If high-speed rail is funded, all the faster trains would be monitored by satellite. It's all very expensive. The cost to make the safety improvements and put faster trains on the tracks is conservatively estimated at $3.5 billion. Since Amtrak has never made a profit, that money would come from taxes. Deborah Anderson with the Environmental Law and Policy Center thinks it can happen, and safer railroad crossings would be an added benefit.
And so what we would like to see in the upcoming weeks and months are, taking a look at what needs to be done to bring high-speed rail to the Midwest, but also what can be done to help these sorts of accidents from happening ever again.
The governors and transportation departments of the 9 states have been supportive of the high-speed rail plan, but the Midwest Regional Rail Initiative would require hundreds of millions of federal tax dollars. Supporters say they know they'll have to put together a strong coalition to lobby Congress and the U.S. Transportation Department. They'll also have to figure out how to finance a huge debt. They hope to get the plan on track and the first railroad improvements made by 2001, starting with safer crossings. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.